Mountainous Planning District Planning Commission meeting, Thursday, May 6th, 2021. The time is 4:01 p.m. Okay, take it away, Chair.
Welcome, everyone. We're going to begin with reading the Open Meeting and Public Meetings Act. Consistent with provisions of the Utah Open and Public Meetings Act, Utah Code annotated 52-42074, in acting in my capacity as co-chair of the Mountains Planning District Planning Commission, I hereby make the following written determinations in support of the Commission's decision to hold and convene electronic meetings of the Commission without a physical anchor location. This determination is based upon the following facts, among others. Salt Lake County remains under a state of public health emergency related to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic and significant continued person-to-person transmission of the SARS-CoV-2 virus continues to occur in Salt Lake County. State and local authorities have adopted State Public Health Order 2021-10, updated statewide COVID-19 restrictions, which advises institutions and jurisdictions currently experiencing moderate transmissions of COVID-19, including Salt Lake County, to take steps to limit transmissions of the disease. The health and safety of commission members, county officials, and employees, staff, and members of the public is best served by holding electronic meetings of the commission with limited in-person interaction of fewer than 20 persons. The commission has prepared for and demonstrated the ability to be effectively conduct its public meetings electronically, including providing members of the, the commission has prepared for and demonstrated the ability to effectively conduct its public meetings electronically and including providing members of the public means to observe the commission's meetings and provide comments electronically. These written determinations shall be read into the minutes of the beginning of the commission meeting held in Salt Lake City on May 6, 2021, and that future commission meetings as appropriate. Commission staff are instructed to continue including to the public notice information on how a member of the public may view and make comments at the commission's electronic meetings. Okay, that being read, I think we can proceed with the agenda.
Chair, do you have the opening statement, the chair's opening statement?
Yes.
Would you mind reading that, please? Thank you.
A copy of today's agenda and sign-in sheet are located. Now that's in the stand, but that's not true. The Planning Commission is a voluntary citizen board. The function is to hear and decide applications for conditional uses and preliminary subdivision plats, and to make recommendations to the County Council for zoning changes or changes to ordinance or general plans. The agenda is divided into two main categories, public hearing items and business items. At this time, we'll begin the public hearing portion of the agenda. And Wendy, I couldn't print that agenda. What is number one?
On the business meeting portion, we have the Planning Commission meeting minute approval from the March 4, 2021 meeting, and then just other business items as needed.
Okay. Then I will skip some of that reading if we have no other agenda items. So this portion of today's meeting is dedicated to the business items. Members of the public may attend but will not participate unless invited to do so by the chair or supporting staff. During this time, the commission may discuss and render decisions on policy issues and administrative matters that do not require public input. Special presentations, reports, and updates from the supporting staff that do not require decision at a public hearing may also be made. There will be no discussion of an application request or approval schedule for the public hearings item portion of the meeting. Okay. this time we can entertain comments on the minute summary that was provided for March 4th, 2021, for land use applications. Are there any comments from the commissioners about the minutes? They were lengthy, so I'm not going to read them.
I'm ready to move that we approve the minutes of the March 4th meeting.
So moved. Do we have a second?
Palmer seconds.
Thank you, Jim. All in favor say aye.
Or raise a aye. Hand.
Aye.
Any opposed? Very good.
I abstain.
Right. What? Yeah, I have 52 pages of this packet. I'm not sure where I'm supposed to. I couldn't print it for some reason. We got everything else printed. Do you mind reading the next item on the agenda?
We are still in the business meeting portion of the agenda. Just number two would be any other business items that anyone wants to bring up or discuss.
Wendy, this is Zach Shaw with the DA's office. I think it might be helpful for me just to mention that HB 409 was just passed in the last legislative session. And one of the things that that bill did was required 4 hours of annual training for planning commissioners. So I just wanted to give everybody on the planning commission a heads up that that is now, as of yesterday, that is a requirement to serve on the planning commission to do 4 hours of training each year. We live in an online universe, and I'm going to send out an email to commissioners that indicate a great website that's been put together by the state of Utah and the Ombudsman's Office that provides training, some excellent training for planning commissioners. So I'll send you all that link. And the way I envision this taking place is that you all, as your time permits, go onto that website, and there's dozens of training videos, and you can just click on whatever training video you think is helpful. I will identify one particular one that needs to be that I recommend be completed to satisfy one of the requirements of the bill, but the other ones you would just have the option of deciding which training videos are of interest to you, and then when you complete or to keep track of the time you spent on those training videos, and then you would report that time that you spent to Wendy, and Wendy will keep track of that each year. And so anyway, I just wanted to give you guys all a heads up, and so look for an email from me on how you can satisfy those training requirements.
Thank you, Zach. And what is the time frame for accomplishing that training?
The bill requires that it be done each year, so we're a little bit behind. I think if push came to shove, we could probably go from May 5th of 2021 to May 4th of 2022. So basically a year from yesterday to complete that training. And I look for an email in the next week on details for that.
Zach, what about the training that that takes place during these meetings?
That's a good question. Every year I'm required to give you Open and Public Meetings Act training, and I also include some ethics training. If you are present for that training, Wendy, we'll count that, and state law allows us to count that towards that 4 hours.
That's great, thanks, because I find that training is some of the most helpful.
Good, I'm glad it's helpful.
Okay. Do we have this public hearings, modifications of code? Zach, are you presenting that?
Yeah, why don't you, Mr. Chair, go ahead and announce the agenda item, and then I'll take it from there.